everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Would you join me again today in welcoming Leroy Thompson to this program? Praise God. Boy, I'll tell you, God's blessed us this weekend.
Oh, yes, sir.
It just took root in my spirit.
Yes.
When you said, what do you think's going to happen when Jesus can't get his mind off your seed?
Yes,
praise
God.
The Lord. Talking about the little woman come in there and said she threw in her offering. I mean, she was determined, wasn't she?
Yep.
Got Jesus' attention.
Got his attention, and he couldn't get his mind off of her seed.
Praise God.
And I tell you, I was thinking about that, and that's a seed of obedience. It's not so much the amount, but it's obeying God.
Yeah.
You know, the scripture says, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
If you have a willing heart, I caught this, picked up on this years ago, and I asked God, help me here. I'm willing to be willing. I was struggling with, you know, some things that I knew I was supposed to be doing, and I was struggling. I said, Lord, I'm willing to be willing. Help me with it. And I mean, they're all like that.
Yeah.
There was results there.
Yeah.
And I began to realize way back there that if I am obedient to what he says for me to do, then in his heart and mind, I've given everything.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because I've done what he asked me to do, and that's with him, that's everything.
Yes.
Yeah. And he has never, ever asked me to do something that I can't do.
And always when God asks you to do something, he's always trying to get something better to you.
Oh, always.
Yeah, I try to emphasize that in my teaching. Two people, when I'm teaching them the principles of God's word and how to sow their way out of lack into prosperity, is that you have to pass the money test. One of the major things that I have always kept before the people ministering to them, that he will test you. He will give you an assignment to see can he trust you at the next level. And so if you obey him at that level, then promotion will come here, take you to the next level.
It shows you where you are, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just glaring at you. He's never asked me to do something I couldn't do. I didn't think I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
But with trust in him, I could do it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So every time, I'd have to come up to that, and I'd come up to it, you know.
That's that process.
And you just keep doing it. Well, every time you come up, you're higher than you were when you got there.
You get to the point where you come to John 2:5. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. You have seen him do so many miraculous things with almost nothing, but just your obedience and your willingness, and he bring you out.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to the point you know that he's a miracle working God. That's what that verse is talking about. You know, Mary told that group, do whatever he tell you to do, do it. He know what he's doing, you know. And you'll come to the point in your giving and whatever the Lord tell you to do, you're just ready to do it. I've seen so much results in seeds that the Lord have told me to sow. And all the time I didn't quite understand it, but I sowed it because he said so. And I mean, I've had some almost instantly manifestation came back. You know, I think the quicker you are to obey God in something that you don't really fully understand, It just obey. You can trust him.
Yeah, you don't lean to your own understanding.
You can trust him. That's
you
right.
You trust him.
Trust him, yeah. Yeah, and he'll acknowledge him in all your way and he'll direct your path. But here in Mark, with this, when the Lord said he didn't know, he gave me those four. He gave me the elder son, the beggar, and then that servant in the 25th chapter of Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
Then he brings Mark 12 with this girl here, this widow woman. With all these people sowing, but this seed got the Lord's attention because he inspired her to do that, and she obeyed. That's the key. She didn't just do that on her own. The Lord inspired her to do that, to put her in a certain category, and that category was she obeyed him. And you notice in the 41st verse that Jesus, when I mention this, I always tell the body of Christ, Jesus watching your offering. He wasn't sitting by the choir. He wasn't sitting by the minister. He was sitting by the treasurer. Because he can locate you. You can locate a person with their finances. And he says in verse 41, and Jesus set over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that was rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mice, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, verily, I say unto you that this poor widow has cast more in than they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had. She cast in all she had, even all her living. And that got the Lord's attention. He inspired her to do it. She did it. She obeyed him, you see.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, I don't believe if my thought train ever ran like this before, I don't remember it. He's sitting there by the treasury.
Yes, sir.
He's watching. Now, here are people walking up there. I have to believe that some of them, at least, maybe all of them, were trying to impress him.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting right there by the treasury. He's seeing what they put in. And here's some rich folks putting in a lot. Well, he saw that. It wasn't that he didn't pay attention to it, because, I mean, they were going to be blessed, but she didn't do this to impress him.
No.
I don't believe she's trying to impress him. She wanted to give into his ministry. She wanted to see this thing go on. And at the same time, she's thinking, I mean, what am I going to do with this? I've got to have the blessing of God. I can't live on this.
Right, exactly.
And I shouldn't be living on this. Because now I'm thinking, Leroy, you have to remember, when you think of any of these things in his life and ministry, that everywhere he went, he preached, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach this gospel to the poor," to preach the recovery of sight to the blind, and so forth. Peter said later at Cornelius' house, he preached that everywhere he went.
Yes.
Throughout all Judea. Now, she's got, obviously, she has that on her mind.
Yes.
I'm not supposed to be poor. He's here.
She moved by inspiration. She was inspired.
She had to be, didn't she?
Yeah, she had to be inspired.
Yeah, that's what you said a moment ago.
Yeah, sure.
She was inspired by his message. She's inspired in on a level that the other people hadn't touched.
Yep, by divine inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I think she's...
And by divine inspiration of the Holy Ghost, he knew who she was.
Yeah, exactly. And they brought the two together.
He knew her attitude.
Brought the two together. Now, I want to, Brother Coburn, bring you to a point that the Lord showed me those things just to show us how God operates and how God functions and how we sometimes can miss God with the elderly son and the beggar and the servant. And then here this woman didn't have a whole lot, but she didn't miss God. She did what God told her to do. I have four things that I want to share the rest of this week. And one of them is real strong in the aspect of it says something that will make you tremble, because it says you can have everything if you recognize and realize the power that is within you and know its purpose and dare to use it in a certain way. Now, I'm going to repeat that and I'm going to break that down, because it's very important. Throughout the scripture, you talk about, like the scripture with the elder son, he said, "All that I have is thine." Mm-hmm. All the other scripture says, when Paul's preaching, "All things are yours." He said in the book of Romans that we are heirs of God and we're joint heirs with Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, and the Bible said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and that the world in it. And actually, by faith, when you learn how to operate in faith, faith give us the victory. You know, we've got to operate in faith. He's a reward of them that did to seek him. Now, faith is a substantive thing, hope for, and everything they not seen. Once one learn how to operate in faith along these lines, this principle, these words will come alive in their life. You can have everything. See, don't even sob. You can have everything. Anything your heart desires. The Lord give you a desire of your heart. We, to a large degree, the body of Christ have been trying to survive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but God don't want us to survive. And God, you can have everything. I mean, God, you can have everything. If you know, if you recognize and realize, see, that's the way the Lord gives it to me. If you recognize, first of all, recognize the power that's within you. You know, Deuteronomy 8. 18, give us power to get well,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to exceed and abundant above all that we ask. Think according to the power that works in us. So if you recognize and realize that power that is within you and know its purpose, now that's another format. You have to know its purpose. It's not just about materialism, about things. There's an assignment. There the gospel has to be preached. The poor have to be taken care of, there's et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know the purpose. It's not just material things. It's for a purpose. And then dare to use it in a certain way. Now, dare to use it in a certain way, and dare to use it in a certain way is the way of faith. You gotta believe it, that power. Use that power by faith. Know as God wants you to be blessed. And you ever come to the grip to the fact that you know you can have everything. It even sound worldly. It sound like it's unreal. And that's what the world wanted to think is unreal. They're trying to get everything. But God already, through Jesus Christ, and through his death, burial, and resurrection, and his ascension, his seated position, the Father has already given us everything. The Lord, he won't withhold no good thing from them who walk uprightly.
Well, and the scripture literally says that he has given us all things
to enjoy
that pertain to life and godliness.
Yes.
Then it says he's given us all things to enjoy.
To enjoy, yeah. To enjoy, you see. And that'll knock a religious head off.
Yeah.
You say, God, give us richly all things to enjoy. The Lord wants you to have joy, and he wants you to bring joy to the world, you know. And one of the greatest ways to bring joy to the world, you see the blessing of God on the person's life.
And we have to recognize, yes, the difference between joy and lust. Spending it on your lust is a different thing altogether.
That's why you got to know that purpose.
That's the wrong side.
Yes.
But the right side of it is there.
Yeah, and that's why you have to come to levels of understanding, levels of wisdom, levels of obedience, because if you do not come through those levels, if you go to another level in life, you're not going to know what to do with it. So the Lord is constantly training us. And everything is for a reason. Every step is for a reason. I could look back and believe in God and saying this and sowing seed, but it didn't happen like I thought it was going to happen. I wasn't ready for it. And that's what happens to a lot of people. Now they think they're ready, but you're not ready. Pass the test. Take the steps. Be joyous about where you are now. Give God gratitude. Be thankful. Walk in love.
Keep growing.
Yeah, keep growing.
Keep
growing. And it's a process.
That's good.
It's a process. Just like the seed is a process. Not only the seed is a process, you are a process.
Oh,
God is processing you. When you get a hold of the Word of God, like some of you have got a hold of the Word of God, and it seems like it's not working fast enough. No. You're going through the process. The process is very important, because reading the process is so important. You and I are both going to attest to the fact. You're solid when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
So you've
mm-hmm.
come through some mm-hmm. things. You've learned some things.
Yes, sir.
So you're solid enough to handle what's happening in your life now. Very important that you go through the process. And so the other thing is, and I don't know, this one is a very powerful one. Jesus spoke about the I Ams in the Bible, and then Moses consulted God about going into Pharaoh. Moses said, man, I'm not going in there. who am I to go in there and talk to Pharaoh, Lord? And talk Moses, I'm not going there by myself. And then he asked the Lord, says, what am I going to tell him? And he said, tell him I am that I am sent you. And he told Moses, Satan, I'll be with you. My presence will be with you. And you remember Jesus coming along. Jesus kept saying, I am, I am. Well, I am is two of the most powerful words the believer can say, because it locked him in with the Father. He's God is, therefore I am. God is, therefore I am. And so in doing that, the believer has to come to a point of being a perfect awareness of our identity with divinity, which conceived and control all the details of our life by faith.
Right.
And let me give you that again.
Yeah.
Let me give it in, because we're talking about identity here. Perfect awareness of our identity with divinity, which conceive and control all the details of our lives by faith. And see, when you identify, when you begin to say, I am healed, I am rich, I am blessed,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I am victorious. Well, you identify with God, because God is all I am, you can say.
Yes, sir.
So God is, therefore I am. And when you get the revelation of that identity, that I think we talked about earlier, about that nature, that we partake of by his divine power, we partake of his divine nature,
and recognizing
that in the realm of the spirit, it puts you on another category of life, aware of that.
The word says we are complete in him.
In him, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, you see. So that awareness, perfect awareness of our identity with divinity, that's one of it. So you recognize that there are supernatural abilities on the inside of you.
Talk about this a little more, Leroy. People, even after they accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior, still identify with the beggarliness of the world.
Yeah.
Instead of identifying with his resurrected glory, you're still identifying with Adam and his fall.
Yes. And what is needed there, I know from my own perspective, is truth. Jesus said, the truth will set you free. So you need the word that is ministered in spirit and in life to illuminate your spirit and to renew your mind, that you can walk on higher levels in the things of God. There's a lot of people who's still bogged down because of Mark 7:13. Say the tradition of man, men have made the word of God of none effect.
Yeah.
But once that word come alive, I remember when the word started coming alive in me, even though I was a Baptist boy preacher, and I loved God, and I was reading the Bible every day. But once I got a hold of the Holy Spirit and the word of faith, and the word started coming alive in me, and my awareness of who I was in Christ and what I can do in Christ and what Christ can do through me, it changed my life
everything
forever. Yeah. The awareness of the potential that lies on the inside of you. You know, the Bible says, great is he that's in me, and he that's in the world. But that inner awareness of the inner man, or the inner working of the Holy Ghost, oh, hallelujah, that the Holy Ghost is on the inside of me, having a fellowship with my recreated human spirit. And then when you start operating, everything, you see, everything that happened on the outside, it begins on the inside. And when you learn to operate and function from the inside, you can cause the circumference to be what you want it to be.
Praise God.
See, that's that identity with divinity. And if you're going to identify with God, God is a wealthy God.
We just need to say
God is a wealthy God. God is a blessed God. God don't believe in barely getting by. You never see him barely getting by. When he created the world, boy, he said everything he made was good. God said, let's make some big whales. I don't just want no members floating around here. Let's make a fish to everybody, a big whale or something. See, God is a big
some
God, you see.
Big,
yeah, God is God who made the elephant. You know, God, he ain't made no little chihuahua, just a little chihuahua. He made the elephant. He's a big God. I mean, if you just look at, the magnitude of God's ability, and he lives on the inside of me.
That's marvelous.
It's marvelous. Yeah, yeah. Yes,
it's marvelous. 2 Corinthians 5:17, any man that is in Christ is a new creature. Well, I read that. And I said, well, because he is, and he is in me, then I am in him. And if I am in him, then I am a new creature. So I must identify with being a new creature instead of an old sinner saved by grace. I have to be identified with the fact that I'm a new creature in him.
And the nature of God is on the inside.
I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
He is, therefore I am.
Yeah. You know, when you're talking there, you know, these words came, you're bigger than you think. You're more powerful than you think when you're a believer. Once you listen to these truths, get a hold of these things, listen to this thing over and over again, you come out that little small place and you start expanding. God is about expanding. You know, Bobby said, despise not small beginning, for your latter end shall greatly increase. God believing in enlargement, and he want to bless his people. You know.
Praise God. I know that you're getting a hold of this. I know it. I can sense it in my spirit. You're sitting there saying, glory to God, yes, I am. I am whatever he says I am, I am. I can do whatever he says I can do. And I can be whatever he says I can be because I have his word and I have his spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Thompson and I'll be back in just a moment.
When the frame of a new wall rests on a solid foundation, the transaction of weight allows construction to continue, and a home is created. God's Word created everything in this world and is the divine foundation that we can trust in and build our lives upon. The Divine Transaction Package is two books by Dr. Leroy Thompson. In framing your world with the Word of God, you'll learn to line up your thinking with God's Word so that you can know and act on His will for your life. Learn to confess the Lordship of Jesus over every circumstance. In Money Cometh to the Body of Christ, you'll get step-by-step instructions to make adjustments and take action to see God's prosperity come into your life. This package is designed to help you get God's perspective on finances and the foundation of His supply to accomplish your part in fulfilling the Great Commission and bring in the harvest of souls in these exciting days. Order the Divine Transaction Package today for only $18. This package includes two books by Dr. Leroy Thompson, Framing Your World with the Word of God and Money Cometh. These dynamic books bring insight into your financial future. Purchase your package online through our website at kcm.org or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order the Divine Transaction Package today.
Now listen to me very, very carefully. If you sitting there listening, Brother Thompson and me, and you're not able to identify with him like that. It's the thing you need to do is receive him as your Lord and Savior. Oh, yeah. See, he's offering himself to you. It's not like you have to talk him into it or clean yourself up before he'll take you. No, he's already offering himself to you, and his offer includes his cleaning you up. Now, can you see the difference now? So now, Brother Leroy and I are going to lead you in prayer. And I want you to pray this right out of your own heart. I mean, lay your hand over your heart and just indicating, God, I'm praying this right out of my heart. And pray it out loud. Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus is raised from the dead.
Jesus is raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I repent of the past.
I repent of the past.
And I receive you as my future.
And I receive you as my future.
And because of you.
And because of you.
Then I am.
Then I am.
I am a Christian.
I am a Christian.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I am spirit filled.
I am spirit filled.
Oh, give the Lord praise now. Amen. Pick up your phone, call somebody, and tell them what you just prayed.
Glory to God.
And listen. If you let me know, get online, use the information there on the screen. I want to send you free. I'll pay the postage on it. These five little books to help you get started studying the Bible. This is what you need to do, and you don't need to be struggling at it. We'll help you. The little brochure to just explain to you how to study your Bible. Praise God. We love you. I'll tell you, Brother Leroy loves you. His church, his family love you. You got a lot of people here pulling for you. Amen. And this is really, really what it means to have a happy new year. Because he is.
Yes.
I am. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, we'll see you tomorrow. Till then, Kenneth Copeland and Leroy Thompson reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ. Request your free salvation package online at kcm.org. Five free books that will help you begin your exciting new walk with God. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, your year to receive the blessing without measure. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. The West Coast Believers Convention is at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center June 30th to July 5th in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Great Lakes Believers Convention will be held August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
And the more you train and spend time with God and in His Word, and you let Him teach you and train you, and you're obedient over the little things, then you can handle more and more and more.
Absolutely.
As you go.